Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Yeah, we need to get into this interview with John Mayer that he's had with Playboy magazine recently because there's a ton of controversy going on with it. And we're accustomed to John Mayer sort of talking about his relationships and getting into those. That's not anything new. He talks about Jessica Simpson and how she's wild in bed in this interview with Playboy magazine, saying she's like a drug. He couldn't get enough of her.
Said she was what, sexual napalm?
Sexual napalm.
I don't even know what that means. He's a songwriter, so it seems to be cool.
Yeah, he says drugs aren't good for you, but I like him a lot, and she talks about her as a drug, but says really nice things about Jennifer Aniston, and he asks if he still loves Jennifer Aniston. He says, yes, always. I'll be sorry that it didn't last. In some ways, I wish I could be with her, but I can't change the fact that I need to be 32. So kind of a dig at the end, but he still is in love with Jennifer Aniston. But that's not like the controversial part. And later in the interview, they asked, do black women throw themselves at you in a roundabout way? He calls his male parts a white supremacist. He compares them to a white supremacist, which leads into this whole racial comments that go on, and people are commenting on how he's a racist in this interview.
He used the N-word.
Which is what I was getting to.
Yeah.
People reacted to his answer and that he doesn't date black women, so they asked him the question saying that he doesn't date black women because he has white supremacist genitals. John said, someone asked me the other day, what does it feel like to have a hood pass? And by the way, it's sort of a contradiction in terms, because if you really had a hood pass, you could call it a blank pass. And that's the
quote. You know what a hood pass is?
Mm-mm.
It's like if you're a white person and you're accepted by black people, it's a hood pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like you're part of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the N-word pass.
He said the N-word pass, and
right.
He used the full word. Like, he didn't
go around it.
I can't ever say that.
And he came out the next day, and he's apologizing left and right for using it. What did he say? That it's just such a sensitive word that he should have known better.
He said, it's a shame that I did it, because the point I was trying to make was that it was the exact opposite spirit of the word itself. It was arrogant of me to think I could intellectualize using it, because I realized there's no intellectualizing a word that is so emotionally charged.
On one hand, I understand what John Mayer is trying to do, I think. And he's so quirky, it's very difficult to tell. And he's also so arrogant that it's very difficult to tell also.
Right.
Is that he's going through this phase right now where he's going through 100% authenticity. He wants to say what he wants to say, and he just wants to be 100% truthful. So he's making all of these comments in different articles, and he's offending left and right. The truth is, you can't go your whole life with 100% authenticity. You have to have a filter, and you have to have a governor on things you say. You are not allowed to say everything that's going through your mind.
You can't say the – well, and the thing that – also with the N-word, there are people that can say that so easily – and there are people that just, I mean, it's like a choking reflex for me to even, I can't use it. And so I just, you know, I'm a little skeptical of people, especially white people, because we've had the argument about black people using it. But for white people to have that roll off their tongue like that, I just think, I don't know. I just don't think that's cool at all. And I don't think an apology is going to make up for it.
Definitely not. And then he actually apologized at this concert in Nashville, but actually teared up during the apology. So I don't know if it was sincere or not. I haven't checked out the video yet, but I am posting it online at Q100Atlanta.com.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi, it's Paisley.
Hey, Paisley.
Hey. Hi. I just want to comment. I want to say hood pass, don't use it, because the majority of black people are not from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So we don't know that hood pass would be an actual good saying.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds offensive. Just those two words together just sound offensive to me.
Right. I know, hood pass. I'm like, okay, that doesn't, if you tell me you have a hood pass, I don't know what that means, because me and the people I know are not from the hood.
Right.
Now, if you say we're accepted, you know, we can hang out with black people and, you know, I don't know. Hood is just way too much. Of course, the N-word pass is not going to be accepted because black people that I know don't consider themselves as N-words.
Now,
so.
Hood pass I've only heard a couple of times. I have black friends that told me that I get a white person pass, which has never been offensive to me. But hood pass?
So he's offended on two levels.
Real, you know what the real saying is? You're an exception.
What do you mean?
You're an exception. There. Either way it goes, you're an exception.
Okay.
You're an exception. You can come through. You're an exception.
And it's a compliment.
Either way.
It's a compliment. Yeah. Right.
No, that's just the politically correct way to say it.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Here is Tim. Good morning, Tim. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey.
Up?
Hey, nothing much. I've never heard of the hood pass myself, but I have heard of a ghetto pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you know, the same thing that John Mayer was saying or whatever. And it's not, you know, I'm not justifying it at all. But I've had, you know, friends of all races or whatever. And I've had white friends before in my past who have used that word, like, with me or whatever when we're talking, and it's been perfectly fine.
You have to be so close. Like, this weekend we got into this conversation because I was down in Miami with my friends Kenny and Dolvet, and for what we're talking about, it's important for me to say that they're both black, and we got into the N-word conversation, and they both said that we're all so tight that I could use the N-word in referring to them. I could say that. But the word can't come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
It's hard to say it.
You know, and I can understand that. You know, I understand your point completely. But to most guys or most black guys, I can promise you, if you don't think of yourself that way, then it doesn't offend you if people use it in a non-offensive manner. You know, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, so I've been called that word a number of times, not trying to be funny, by white people before, you know, just growing up and remembering that, and that's when it's offensive. But if you have that specialized pass, because it's a ghetto pass, hood pass, in pass, white person pass, whatever you want to call it, then it can be okay because I don't think of myself as an N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody said it to me, you know, one of my black friends or one of my close white friends, would say it to me, and I know that it's just being said, you know, as a term between homeboys or between buddies, then it's fine with me. It's no problem.
Well, as a white person, I think it's irresponsible for a white person. Like in your situation, Bert, if you said it, you're with your pack, you're with your group of friends. John Mayer saying in an interview, it's more appropriate for, you know, a black artist to say, you know, and be asked about John Mayer. He said, you know what, he gets that pass. Then it's not offensive. But for John Mayer, you know, of course, it's John Mayer arrogantly saying, well, you know what, because I've got that pass. And then on top of that, saying that
the N-word pass.
I think it's irresponsible for any white person to say that word.
Hey, Mario, good morning.
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a black guy from Mississippi, so, you know, it's like a double bad for me, but I love John Mayer. I grew up in private schools and all that, so I had a bunch of white friends, and, you know, we would joke around a lot with race. You know, I would go to their house, and they'd be like, oh, we're great, the help's here, you know, and it was funny, you know, but I love John Mayer, but this is like, wow, you know, and I know when I get to work today, everybody's going to be like, yo, so are you going to sing any John Mayer songs today? And I'm like, I doubt it.
Would you? Will you continue to call yourself a fan after that?
I don't know. It would be tough because, I mean.
Yeah.
Would it help if you saw an apology from him that looked completely sincere?
Probably. Maybe. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, because that word, I mean, is very, very powerful, especially for people who've, you know, seen some type of discrimination or issues around it, you know. Me being from Mississippi, I was raised in, you know, a completely different type of family to where we were encouraged to be stronger and to, you know, persevere through all of that, you know, because my parents went through it so bad and my grandparents. So, you know, but I'll tell you this much. Every time a white person has said that around me, there's been a fight, you know. It's not like something we just look over lightly, you know.
What exactly was the apology? Verbatim, what was his apology?
Verbatim.
Did you hear that guy calling in, our last caller, Mario? Hey, dude, you're on the radio right now.
Yeah.
The whole time he was on with us.
I know, because I'm on the radio right now.
There's actually two apologies. The first apology was for the racist remarks. He goes, it started as an attempt to not let the waves of criticism get to me, but it's gotten out of hand, and I've created somewhat of a monster. I wanted to be a blues guitar player and a singer and a songwriter, not a shock jock. I don't have the stomach for it. And then he apologized for using the N-word saying, and it's such a shame that I did, because the point I was trying to make was in the exact opposite spirit of the word itself. It was arrogant of me to think I would be intellectualizing using it, because I realize that there's no intellectualizing a word that is so emotionally charged.
You know what the not the core problem here, but one of the big problems for John Mayer now is that we have forgotten that he's one of the best musicians of our time. He's become so absorbed with celebrity and controversy and the celebrity of being a celebrity that you forget that he's a musician and one of the great ones.
Agreed.
The best.
Well, he's let you forget that. Like, one of the reasons he gets on my nerves is because of... I think he's let it all go to his head. I think he's a fantastic musician. Yes, his music is brilliant. I've never disputed that. But he gets on my nerves because I try to intellectualize the word. Shut up. I mean, you're not an intellectual if you even use the word. So quit giving yourself so much damn credit.
Stop talking. Play the guitar.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right. You're on The Burt Show.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.